Susan, that's all I have on my end. Why don't you just go ahead and fire away from your end?
Now, Kevin, do you really have a Denver Broncos shirt on right now? Do you? Yeah. So, okay, that's it. Next Monday, I'm wearing my Patriots jersey. Like, I thought we were just not wearing jerseys. I didn't get the memo. I thought once the season was over, we were good. But no, apparently, okay. Yeah.
My season never ends, Susan. Never.
Fortunately, I'm always prepared. Anyway, thanks so much, Kevin, for the announcements. And for those of you traveling, I can't wait to be there myself. It's going to be an incredible, incredible event. And I also want to just do another announcement, too, that there is a rumor that there is going to be a seasonal promotion next week in Isagenics. So just be on the radar screen for that. I want to get started introducing our special guest tonight. And just so you know, if you've never been here before, we believe in the spirit of inclusion. This is Monday Night Zoom is open to everyone in Isagenics. It doesn't matter where you are in the tree. It's just one way that I really feel strongly about giving back. So we have lots of cross-blind people. Tonight, we have the blessing to have our upline here, which is really awesome. And again, I think sometimes we can lose our motivation when we become unplugged and plugging in, because you never know when it's going to be that one thing you hear that can really set you on fire. And this lady who I'm about to introduce is, when I think of on fire, I think of her. She began her Isagenics journey in April of 2002, and she took that leap of faith. I want you guys to think about that, to join a company that was just barely a month old and to say, okay, I'm going to give this a try. And that takes a lot of gumption. And when you get to know her over the next few moments, you'll see she's got it in spades. She became a founding executive that summer. She has helped 11 of her personally enrolled become executives, and she has served on the Asian Field Advisory Board. There's a whole story there, but it's, anyway, and also the North American Field Advisory Board, the IT Advisory Board. She's won many awards, Woman of Isagenics in 2004, Spirit of Isagenics. I think she should get it every year. And I, you know, 2007 Executive Leadership Award in 2009, Shooting Star in 2010, Woman of the Year in 2010. I was there. Oh my gosh, that was emotional. And the Impact Award. And she and her husband, Bob, are the fourth all-time income-earning people in Isagenics, earning over $18 million. Oh, my gosh. And the last thing I want to say about her is I was in a place when I first started back in 2003 that I felt really lonely. I don't know if any of you have ever felt that way. Just type yes in the chat box if you've ever felt lonely in this journey. And I, you know, my upline had left, and there I was all alone. And I got on Carol Taylor's call, and I heard this woman, and she was like a spark of sunshine through the phone. And I remember getting off that call. I didn't say a word. There were lots of people contributing. I didn't say anything because I was too nervous. And I got off, and there was something she gave me. It was this belief in myself without even knowing. And so I couldn't be more grateful. And she's long overdue to be our keynote guest. So with that, I want to welcome the beautiful Renata Lee. Welcome, Renata.
Oh, I'm Zoom.
You are Zooming.
We're Zooming. You know what? I couldn't get on the audio for some reason. So I'm using my phone, but I'm getting really bad feedback.
Yeah, it's very bad feedback. Now, we could just check your audio settings with your computer and see if it's possible to, or we have a plan B. What we can do is when I ask you the question, I can mute myself out and you can answer, and hopefully that will take care of that. Or you can look at your audio settings and just make sure that the mic is not muted.
Okay. Well, it's not showing that my mic is muted.
Okay. Maybe just mute your phone for a second. And see, because your audio is coming through the computer. I can see it.
Okay, there we go.
Okay, turn off the phone. You're good.
Okay. Oh, can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, you can hear me.
Yay!
Okay. All right, because I didn't get on there earlier. All right. Now, should I hang up the phone?
Please hang up the phone, yes.
How's that?
Oh, so good.
Okay, but I can't hear you at all.
I'm going to screenshot this to prove to Cassie Cooper that Renata did a Zoom. Okay. Oh, we lost you. Let's see.
I believe she muted herself.
Okay. So she's getting here.
We'll just do this with sign language.
I can hear you now. You accidentally muted yourself, so I unmuted you.
Goodbye.
Okay. Hold on.
No, we can hear you. We can hear you. Renata, don't dial in. We can hear you.
Calling in. Hold on.
No, we can hear you. We can hear you. Don't call in. Yes,
no, you
can't
hear me. You can hear me?
You can hear me.
Okay, mm-hmm. I can't hear you at all, though. So just okay. Just give me 1 second. Let me just get back in here, okay, so I can at least hear you. Okay, hold on just a moment. Go ahead and vamp. Talk about something exciting, Susan. I know you can do it. I'm calling back in. All right, hold on.
We'll have to mute her again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, unbelievable.
Been disconnected.
So while Renata's getting herself organized, when she gets in, we'll hear that she got in, and then I'll mute her. And this just goes to show you that you don't have to know how to use Zoom.
Send you your meeting ID by the pound or
Yeah, I will, Kevin. Don't worry, okay. I'll mute her.
Enter your participant ID followed by pound. Otherwise, just press pound to continue. You are in the Zoom meeting now. There are over 100 participants in the meeting. This meeting is being
Can you hear us now?
You are muted.
Okay, Susan, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, but there's a huge echo. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay, it's such a big echo.
Got to mute her computer.
Okay.
I muted her out, but her computer, she's still coming through the computer, but her output is probably muted, Larry. Are you on the Mac, Renata?
Can you hear me now?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. And I muted the computer like Larry said, so I think that took care of it.
Excellent.
Thank God you're on the phone, Larry.
I'm here for you, Renata. I'm here for you.
Okay. About that. I don't know what's going on with my computer. I was doing Zoom earlier today. It was just fine.
Well, you know what? It's all perfect. And so here's a great lesson for all of us, that one is that when things happen, you just got to roll with it. There's always a solution. So it's all good. And thanks, Larry. Thanks, Kevin. So Renata, I want to jump in. You know, it's April 2002, and you get some kind of call or meeting from someone like to join this new company. So can you talk about I know who it was, but what did that person say and why did you say yes to Asagenix?
Okay. All right, guys. Hi, we're going to try this again. let me go back just a second. Okay, Susan, because in order to tell you why I said yes to Isagenix, I have to go back in my network marketing career just a little bit. I started out in 1988, guys, if you can believe it. And I know a lot of you on this call were not even around in 1988, okay? So, and I always share this because it is so important. You know, we're all here for a reason, right? Those of you that are tuning into this call, you've taken time out of your Monday evening. You're here, you're listening, there's something you want to hear, you want to learn, and so I have to say that I came from a middle-class American family with big dreams. I never had a lot of money. I mean, I did some jobs where I got paid well, but I didn't have the kind of success that I wanted to have in life. I used to work in corporate America. I sold real estate. My very first job was at Jack in the Box at the drive-through window, graveyard shift. And I remember when I got a job raise from $2 an hour to $2.10 an hour because they upgraded me to manager. And I thought that was like the biggest thing on the planet. And so as I got more mature and as I went on with my life, I realized that even in corporate America, and even though I was making good money, I always felt like I was missing something. I wanted to be a part of something larger than myself. I wanted to contribute. I was showing up at work every day, just putting the time in. I was good at what I did, I thought, but to me it was dead end. Any type of 9-to-5 situation to me, by the way,
babe,
to me was dead end.
Babe, you got the headphones.
Wow. Okay. I don't know if you guys heard that. I always felt like I was locked in, like I was missing the world going by when I was showing up. I'm not a 9-to-5 person, number one. I did it for many years. So, but where was I going to go? I didn't have a lot of money. I didn't come from a family that had a lot of money. It wasn't like I had $1 million sitting around to invest in a business. But I had dreams, and I had an entrepreneurial spirit. A lot of you on the phone right now have an entrepreneurial spirit. That's why you're here. I knew nothing about nothing when it came to network marketing, but I had an entrepreneurial spirit. And somebody that I had that had credibility with me, this is back in 1988, invited me to a network marketing meeting. Once again, now I reiterate, this is somebody that had credibility with me. So I went to this network marketing meeting, and I saw people up on stage. And you know how it is now. You guys go to these meetings, you go to events, you see Susan on stage, you see, you know, different people up on stage, and you think, gosh, well, that's why. I mean, if you look at Susan, Susan is so polished on stage now, and I'm going to address Susan in a second, because the wonderful thing about being here through this whole journey of Isagenics is also seeing the personal growth that has taken place with so many of our leaders, including myself. Susan was always good on stage, but she was never as polished as she is now. And I don't mean polished in a negative term, but you go to these meetings, you see people up on stage, and you think, well, look at them. They can do it. Look how great they are. That's why they can do it. But what comes first, the chicken or the egg? So I was looking at these people up on stage, and it was a nutritional product back then. They were excited about their product. They were excited about their company. And they were making a lot of money, and they were excited about that. And I looked at that, and I thought to myself, why can't I do that? Why can't I take my life to the next level and do something like that? It never occurred to me that I couldn't. Now, for those of you who know me, you know that I'm very much a people person, okay? Back in the day, I was a real people person if I knew you. If I did not know you, I was as shy as a person comes. The thought of me going out and talking to people that I didn't know was horrifying. You have to understand, it was horrifying. But I didn't realize when I first went to the meeting and went, woohoo, I can do that, that I was actually going to have to go out eventually and talk to people I didn't know. We go through our warm market first, right? We're kind of comfortable with those people. And then eventually we get to the point where we have to kind of spread our wings and branch out. And by the way, that's where all the personal growth comes from. So I got involved in this company, and I thought, wow, I'm going to go make this thing happen. And the first 4 months, I went to every single person I knew, and I was doing a show in L.A., which at the time was the longest-running musical in L.A. My part-time thing was acting, singing, doing all that kind of stuff. And my goal was to save every starving actor that was in that show. And the first 4 months, I beat my head against a wall trying to save every starving actor that was in that show. And you know what? Nobody bit. Nobody listened. And I kept thinking, why aren't they seeing what I'm seeing? Why don't they get how excited I am about this? 4 months into it, when I was getting nowhere and I was having so many wall-kicking moments, I decided I've now got to stray out of my comfort zone. And that's when I started driving around, seeing companies, getting out of my car, going in, talking to people I didn't know, falling on my face a gazillion times, didn't know what I was saying when I first went in, finally figured out what to do, a little bit more at a time, got a little bit better, a little bit better. For some reason, I was driven, guys, because it's the uncomfortable moments that stops us, right? When we hit rejection and we hit those moments that we just think, you know, this isn't worth it. Why am I doing this? But something kept driving me because I had this vision of financial freedom. I had this vision of creating a lifestyle. I had this vision of impacting a lot of people. And the only way that I could do that was continue to so-called rank advance through that company's rank advancement and hit the next level, hit the next level, hit the next level. And I had so many wall-kicking moments during that. I fell on my face so many times. I embarrassed myself so many times. But I kept going and I kept going and I kept going. And through that whole period of time, I started getting a little bit better. I started talking to people that at the beginning I would never have talked to in a million years. I started getting a little bit better at what I was saying. I started building up a little bit more confidence on what was working, what wasn't working. And life went on, and after my first year in that business, I actually got to a point where I was making, for my age, an above-average income, and I was making it through network marketing. But back then, marketing plans were very, very limited. I was getting capped at six levels deep, and I reached a point where, by the way, I worked five very, very hard years at that company, hit the top level. Took me 5 years, but little old me, who knew nothing when I started, hit the top level of that company in 5 years, and you know what they did? They added another level, and I went, okay, that's it. I'm out of here. So I wound up in a couple of different companies after that, and every company, I was very selective, and every company that I went into, I kept my credibility intact. I never robbed anybody's organization. Guys, keeping our credibility intact is so important, I cannot tell you. And I managed to keep my credibility intact as I went on to different companies, and I would get better and better, and I would get, pretty soon we were doing three-way calls on the phone all the time. I got so good at the three-way call, and that's how we duplicate, right? You duplicate, duplicate. You can duplicate through the three-way call. People hear you talking. They hear what you're saying. They listen to you two, three, four times. They can now get on and do the same thing. And we did more and more of that. And then we got into computer technology. And then when computer technology happened, we were able to even move on and do more things. But I will tell you that by my third company, and I had been successful in all three of them, one day the owner of our third company got on the phone and he said, I just took the company behind the barn and shot it. We had a huge organization, things were cooking and cranking, and they weren't web-centric back then, and people were faxing stuff in, and they couldn't read half of the faxes, and they had an orphan file, they didn't know where to put anybody, and the thing imploded about 18 months after my getting in. And I had a huge organization when that went down. That was a binary, by the way, and that was when I learned the power of the binary. So when that was done, I was done. And I said, you know what? I've done this network marketing thing now. I've made bigger strides than I ever thought I was going to make. I had come so far with myself. I'd hung in there, and I just kept putting the time in and putting the time in. And I didn't build anything significant for 5 years after that. I was raising some joint venture capital for a trust company. I was doing some other things, still working at home. I loved working at home. I was used to working at home. It was hard to get dressed and go report to somebody else and help build their dream when I was so used to working at home and creating my own thing. And then 5 years later, in 2002, Isagenix came into my life. The reason that I did this whole thing, Susan, is because I was not going to do network marketing again. And once you've done network marketing, guys, I think some of you know this, once you're in the loop, everybody is calling you with all of their companies, all of their products, all of the different stuff going on. So I knew everything that was happening. Everybody was calling me about this product, this company, this compensation plan. There was nothing out there for 5 years that intrigued me. As a matter of fact, I'd go look at a presentation. I remember one presentation I went to. By the time the guy was done with the compensation plan, I was exhausted. I was like, how in the world would I ever teach this to anybody? So there was just nothing out there. And then one day, I'm talking to my friend Joyce Patrick. And Joyce Patrick had been around network marketing for 30 years. God bless her. She was 100 pounds overweight at the time. Very, very stressed out. She was robbing Peter to pay Paul. She just didn't manage her finances well at that time. And one day I'm talking to her on the phone, and she proceeds to tell me about these new products. Now, remember, Isagenix opened its doors. March 23rd is its birthday, 2002. I'm hearing about this on April 8th, 2002. So it's about 3 weeks later, okay? Joyce proceeds to tell me about being on this 9-day cleansing system. She's seventh day on it, and I don't even know, Susan, if we can give the statistics on weight anymore. I get so nervous to do that these days. But she had unbelievable results in 7 days. Not just the weight loss, the inch loss, all of it. But here's the thing that she said that really got my attention. She said, my energy level is so incredible. It is so off the charts right now. I feel so good for the first time in years that I keep asking myself, Joyce, what are you doing under this rock that you've been under all these years? And guys, that got my attention more than her unbelievable weight loss, inch loss, everything. There was a spark in Joyce's voice for the very first time in a long time. And that led me to start asking questions about the product. And why, and she didn't really know much. She'd only been on it for 7 days, and the company was brand new. And then she puts me on the phone with an individual that was in the company at that time that left, by the way, who was above us, who left. Had he not left, I can't even tell you where he might be right now. And I started calling some people, learned that it was a binary. I understood the binary, but it was the story of John Anderson, who I'd heard about, and Jim and Kathy Coover. And that's what got my attention. Susan, I just want to say this. Imagine everybody on this phone right now that you're on this call to hear about this wonderful company called Isagenix. And the company's only been in existence for 3 weeks. And the only thing there is a 9-day cleanse. And it comes in a box that's plain wrapped, because they didn't even have the logo on the box yet. And you have a $10 PIB on that 9-day system. No double PIBs, none of that. A $10 PIB. And we did have, going to executive, there was no time limit, just getting executive, and you did get the 10% match. So all of our income was really based on the cycle. It was really based on cycling, which, of course, is where our residual income comes from. Imagine the faith and belief that we had to have to launch out on that. Do you guys think you'd be interested right now if somebody came to you and said, ah, great company? And by the way, there were no crystal crystal managers, crystal directors, crystal executives. There were no one-star, two-star, three-star, four-star. There were no rank advancement bonuses because we had no ranks. Those hadn't been created yet. That all came later. So it was literally the $10 PIB and get your executive and get the match. And we built on that, and, but you know what drove us? The excitement of the product. By the way, also, no social networking. No Facebook that you could get on and talk about it. Facebook hadn't been created yet. Facebook came along in 2000. No smartphones. Smartphone came along in 2007. Couldn't walk around with your phone and do everything we do now. So, Susan, that's kind of a long way of getting around, but that's what kind of started the whole shebang.
Renata, I can't thank you enough for going through that. And I mean, I want to ask the listeners, because they're commenting in the chat box, what are you guys learning from Renata's story? Just chat in the box. And that one of the things that struck me, I wrote 2 pages of notes, and I wrote this down. about when you finish your warm market, that's where a lot of people quit. But you said, no, I'm not going to give up. I'm going to get better. And I'm going to put myself out of my comfort zone. And because you had begun to see that you were entrepreneurial and there was a better way. And I think that's so powerful because that's why you became so successful in three separate companies. I'm reading all these energy, the spark in Joyce's voice. There's never been a better time, says Rosalie. Believe, faith, that inner knowing. I love Renata's powerful belief, says Sue. Faith, belief, putting yourself out there. And Renata had, Larry is telling some more stories, Renata. And Renata had a bundle of 5x cards with names and numbers that she built from. Get uncomfortable being uncomfortable. There are always people, Daniel, hi, it's so good to see you, Daniel from LA. There are always people to talk to. And Renata, one thing that she has is in spades is enthusiasm. And I'm going to get to that. I want to ask you about that. Renata, with your experience and all of the companies you've seen in the industry, what makes Isagenics so special? What is it that makes it, that sets us apart?
Oh, my gosh. You know, Isagenics is special. And I can't enforce that enough, you guys. I mean, I've seen all the companies come and go. Like I said, you know, I had been involved in a number of them. What makes Isagenics so special is, first of all, we have John Anderson, who was our formulator of our Isagenics Cleanse, our Ionics Supreme. We have products that don't, and I could go on and on. I'm not going to sit here and cover all of the products. You know what those are. But we have products that are incomparable. You know, we have a network all over the world now. Bob and I are very fortunate that, by the way, we've never sponsored anyone outside of the United States in Isagenics, and we have large teams in all 12 countries that we exist in. So that should give you a clue as to the power of our products, the power of our plan, our opportunity, the power of John Anderson, the power of Jim and Kathy Coover. And everywhere we go, we can be in Asia, people run up to us and they can hardly wait to share what these products have done for them. And, I mean, anywhere we go in the country, anywhere that we go in Canada, anywhere that we go, anywhere, the first thing people want to do is they want to run up and they want to share the excitement about the products. We're 15 years into this, and that is still happening. It blows our mind. You know, I know networkers from other companies. I know networkers that have been in some other companies for a long time. And I'm going to tell you, you ask them how they're doing, and they're like, oh, good, good, yeah, good. You know, and they just don't have that effervescent passion that those of us that have been with this company for as long as we have still have because of our products. So first of all, we have a culture that you can't put a price on. One of the things that we really need to maintain through our social networking, because people are coming in so fast through social networking, is maintaining the culture that we have. Our culture is very, very special. Like Susan said at the beginning of this call, this is an all-inclusive call. You know, if you talk to the Lisa DiMeos and the Lynn Hagedorns and people that come from other companies, they will tell you that the culture in a lot of other companies is very different. All of the leaders want to sit off in a separate place, and they don't really want to associate with the people that are of a lower level, you know, sitting behind them, or they have kind of attitudes that they walk around with. I'm not trying to put anybody down here. I'm just saying that if you talk to people that come from other companies that have come into Isagenics, they find the culture of Isagenics just absolutely incredible. So if you look at our commitment level of Jim and Kathy Coover, who work tirelessly. If you look at our product formulations that started with, you've got to be kidding me, my battery's dying, that started from our, you know, our wonderful, incredible John Anderson, who created our product line. If you look at our office, if you look at our management team, if you look at everything that we have, and it's the commitment level. It's the commitment level, guys, and it's the wanting to strive to be the best company. I was just watching a Zoom call that Kathy Coover, not that long ago, talking about that they are moving forward to be the number one nutritional company in the world. Their belief and their commitment that they can do that, and how we impact people on every level. And look at our opportunity. How many millionaires do we have now, Susan? 200 and...
I think it's... Kevin, you probably know better than I do, but is it 212, 217?
I thought it was like 225, wasn't it, somewhere around there?
It changes so fast.
I mean, they're happening so fast now that it's hard to keep up with. I think we were millionaire number five or six. So without any of the rank advancement bonuses, without any of that stuff. I mean, like I said, all of that. So we didn't have a 30-day system. I think it was, 2 years into our situation when John finally created the Ionics. So we are in a special place, and there's something about energy, guys. There's just something about a company that is poised. And I think we're now close to a $5 billion company. In 15 years, there takes a lot of commitment, a lot of drive behind that. Look at our new packaging. Don't you love the new packaging on our products? Isn't it just, if you look at all of our new packaging, if you look at our Isomovies, if you look at the new tools they're putting out, and you look at, just our website. I mean, we didn't have a video for like the first year, I think. Seriously. So you look at all the beautiful tools and all of the things we have, and guys, if you truly want to be CEO of your own company, I mean, if you really want to take the bull by the horns and be CEO of your own company, you can play around with it a little bit. You can be serious about it. I like to say we're all a volunteer army. The wonderful thing is, because of the fact that it's our own deal, nobody can tell us what to do. Nobody can tell us how much time to put in. Nobody can tell us, you got to get up and you got to do this. Nobody can say to you if you're making $1,000 a week, you should be making $5,000 a week. Totally up to you. So it's just a wonderful thing. And I think a company like this comes along maybe once every 20 years, maybe. And I think that for those of us that want the quality, that want to really be here for a while, this is definitely, we feel blessed every day. We thank our lucky stars every day for Isagenics and where we are right now with this company.
It's so huge. And as you mentioned, the 9-day cleanses, because I started the year after you, and no RABs, no double PIVs. And Jimmy said to me, he said, Susan, if you were in the compensation plan they have now and you did everything you did, you would have made double the money in half the time. And I'm like, like, everyone is so blessed now, and I want, and you know, Renata and I, like, you know, if Renata had the horn going, maybe she does, we just want you to know how blessed you are, and putting those blinders on. Renata, I know your battery is gonna die, and this is the one question I really, really want to ask, because my goal with these open calls is that they help everyone in Isagenics. Some people are nervous to pick up the phone and to call people. And when you started in Isagenics, and still today, you pick up the phone and call people. And I'm thinking very specifically of Kirk Metz and the phone call you made to him. So I'm hoping you'll weave that story into this answer. But Renata, what do you say to people when you're calling them, especially maybe if you haven't spoken to them in a long time?
Well, There's a two-part answer for that. Let me tell you about people, things that I say to people that I just meet, you know, and we can, let me just tell you this. I was on a bus one time. I think it was a tour bus, and there was a family had a little girl. She was like, 4 years old, cute as could be. And she started at the back of the bus, and she walked all the way up the aisle, and she'd get to every row, and she'd go, "Hi, my name is Susie. What's your name?" And they'd go, "Well, hi, I'm Joan. Hi, I'm Fred. Hi, Susie, how are you?" And she did this in every single aisle, all the way up to the front of the bus. And by the time she got up to the front of the bus, everybody had introduced themselves to her and given their name to her. And I remember later thinking about that, and I thought everybody on that bus had just become her warm market. Because we think of a cold market as people we don't know. But we go out and say hi to people and meet people all day long. And once you meet them and you've said hello and you've exchanged names and whatever, as far as I'm concerned, when I look at it, they're now a warm market person. And you get to the point where you can, you know, you start to pick and choose who you decide to talk to, who you want to spend some time with. Do I like this person's energy? Do I not like this person's energy? And what I've done with people like that I'm just meeting is that it's something kind of a skill that I developed along the way is that I would take it away from them. I would never hammer anybody. You know, and everybody does this differently. You walk into a supermarket with Kirk Metz. You bring up Kirk, Susan. He does this completely differently, okay? Everybody's got their thing that they do. But I would say to people, look, I'm having a phenomenal, I have a story I want to share with you that there are some phenomenal things happening in our life. And you may know of someone that this would greatly impact. Do you think I could spend just a couple of minutes with you and go over a few things? Because somebody is bound to come to mind that you're going to think of and you're going to help enrich their lives. And most people are thinking, well, yeah, I should hear what this is. Because now the thing is, when they're listening, they're also listening for themselves. But you've taken the pressure off of them feeling like you're targeting them, pushing them, trying. And I used to do this. This is how I started. When I first started out and I kind of started developing my skill, I could sit down with anybody and draw figures on a page and talk about the product and do whatever and say, you know, if you know anyone that you think this would benefit, please let me know. And I would lay out the whole thing, the product, the compensation plan, briefly, everything, just to give them an exciting idea that there was something there. Kirk I had known from another company. Larry Pollack is on the phone here. Larry and Faith were in another company that we did together. And basically, you know, with Kirk, it was Kirk was right at the beginning. And Kirk had some major health issues he had to deal with. And I basically, Kirk can't stand to be left out of anything. And once again, I kept my credibility intact. So when I went back to these people, I hadn't talked to Kirk for a while. I cannot tell you how many people I had say to me, well, if Renata's looking at it, then I need to take a look at it because Renata doesn't look at everything. And I know that she's not going to go with just anything. It's keeping our credibility intact. That is so blooming important in everything that we do in life. So I just happened to, you know, hey, Kirk, by the way, and he knew Joyce. He knew of Joyce, so I told him about Joyce. It was very funny. Larry, I don't know if you remember this, but you and Faith were either just on your way to another network marketing convention, conference, or you had just come out of one. And I remember that I mentioned somebody else that you knew that I wanted to talk to. And so I was going to, are you guys there? Hold on, don't go away. I'm moving this. Do you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, hold on. Okay. You can hear me. I'm going to finish this on the phone, Susan.
Yes.
Okay. They had just gone off to a different conference for a different company or something, and I remember I went to them to say, look, I'm going to go talk to such and such. I was keeping my credibility intact. I didn't want to just go to this person that they knew without telling them. And I said, here's what I'm going to tell her when I go to her. And so they were, Larry, I don't know if you remember this, but Faith was like, oh, well, what is it? I need to hear this. And I remember talking to somebody else, a guy that was very, very key in our business for a very, very long time. Unfortunately, he has passed. He had just gone to another network marketing convention for a different company. And I called him up and I said, Jerry, I know that you're really, really involved with this other company. He goes, 150%. And I said, okay, great. Well, let me just share a quick story with you. Now, these were networkers, guys, so I didn't pull punches with them. It wasn't like people that I'm meeting at the market or something. So I just said, hey, here's the deal. Draw some circles, you know, 300 VV one side, 600 on the other. And remember, this is back in the day when we had nothing. But we had this cleansing system that was having phenomenal results. And when I got off the phone with Jerry, he said, send me three of them. And I went, okay, great. And most of the executives that we have to this day that are still active, some of them came in way back then, are here because of the results that they had on the product. And then, of course, some of them decided to go build businesses. Some of them didn't. Faith and Larry have built an extraordinary business. Kirk Metz built a fantastic business. And it just goes on like that.
I love those stories, Renata. Who just learned something there? Just chat it in the chat box. Firstly, decide, you know, when you're meeting people, do you like this person's energy? If not, you know, maybe don't, you know, connect with them at that level. And then I love this. Phenomenal things are happening in my life. I'd love to share. Someone may come to mind. And I have 20 gals in Las Vegas after the GoPro Women's event, and we're just going to live in this house for 2 days, and we're going to make calls for 2 days straight, Renata. And Susie Field is here, and Sarah, they're both coming to that. I'm going to be sharing that because that's absolutely something. And for those of you, Kevin, Sue, so many people who are here, Renee, Trask, who've been here for a few years, there are people who've maybe been watching you, but they still don't understand. And to have that conversation, and maybe it's about the culture, maybe it's about what Isagenix has been able to do for you financially. Maybe it's about the fact that you still feel as good as you did 20 years ago, and yet, you know, you shouldn't be feeling as good as you are. Whatever it is, Renata, I love how many specific points you put in there, which is just tremendous. One of the questions that I was going to ask you was about how you maintain your enthusiasm. And often when we have guests that are of your caliber, people want to know, what books do you read? What do you listen to? What do you do on a daily basis to be so effusive about everything that's going on?
Well, I want to tell you about a book. This is the first thing that comes to mind, because this book, I mean, we read a lot of books. There's new books coming out all the time. And I want to tell you guys a book that just impacted me. This is years ago. You can probably find it on Amazon. I don't even know where it's located anymore. It's called Feel the Fear and Do It Anyway. Mm-hmm. Feel the Fear and Do It Anyway. The only thing that stands between us and wanting to get where we think we want to go, or where we want to go, or where we tell ourselves we want to go, and we put up our vision boards, and we look at everything, and how many times have you had somebody on your list, and you go to call them, and then, oh gosh, I think I'm going to have that cup of coffee first, or whatever, and day after day after day. And I found that, you know, sometimes you put somebody on your list, or you put an activity to do on your list, and because it's uncomfortable, and we don't do it, and then we start to beat ourselves up because we don't do it, then we feel worse because we beat ourselves up. But this book changed my life. Feel the Fear and Do It Anyway. You know, Les Brown, at one of our, remember the convention, Susan, that Les Brown was at years ago? And I've told this before, but Les Brown stood on that stage, and the guy's so unbelievable, and he went on for an hour and a half, whatever it was, and he said, when we do what is easy, life will be hard. When we do what is hard, life will be easy. And of everything that he said, because that so resonated with me, because I had to do and have had to do, and we keep doing, so many hard things. But that's where all of the personal growth comes from. And Susan, I just want to say this real quick, because I have to acknowledge you. You know, guys, Susan came in 2003, right, Susan?
Yeah.
I have this visual of you. I don't know. Did you ever take a cruise? Were you on one of the cruises that we used to do?
Yeah, you and I were on that cruise to Mexico.
Okay, that was it. And because I just remember water in the background, and I remember you sitting in this dining room and came in. And, guys, Susan was like a wide-eyed, I mean, very smart, very bright, you know, loved numbers from the very beginning. You could tell she was driven, and she had that spark in her eye. But she was a newbie. We're all newbies at some point. And what sets people like Susan apart from other newbies that come in? She was driven. She had this drive and this fire in her eyes. And I just remember that because I thought, my gosh, this gal is really going to go somewhere. And if you look at where you were then, Susan, and, I mean, she was getting up on stage. She was always good. She was always impactful. But if you look at the growth, the personal growth, and where she has come to this point today, it's extraordinary. And if you look at all of the things that you've accomplished, Susan, I mean, just your team success newsletter is like off the charts. And she did this with children and having children. I remember, what was the event that you came to and you were pregnant with Avery?
I think I was pregnant at every event. I might have gotten pregnant on that cruise, Renata. I'm not even going to get
there. And, you know, I mean, guys, you know, it's because the drive and the passion. And Susan, the question was, how do we keep the drive? How do you keep the drive? How do we keep the drive? I am so excited because this is it. You can take this baby as far as you want to take it, guys. As long as Isagenix stays strong, which they are planning to do, they get stronger and stronger. You look at Jim and Kathy, and they are just lit up all the time. We've had been able to spend a couple of New Year's Eves with them, and, you know, they're just out there partying, and you look at Jim, and you go, Jim, are you excited? He goes, I am more excited than I've ever been. So this is the place to be if you're going to be with a company that you can literally spread your wings, achieve your goals, and just take yourself to the next level, but feel the fear and do it anyway and watch things happen in your life that you never, ever thought were possible.
I love that, Renata. And I know I'm watching the comments, and I know everyone's going to, if they haven't read the book, they're going to get the book. And you can feel Renata's enthusiasm in every event. I have the privilege to either sit next to Renata or like one person down. And by the end of it, I'm like sitting next to Renata. And she's always enthusiastic. She's just as enthusiastic at 8:30 in the morning in the event as she is at 6:30 at night. And it's something I admire, Renata, so deeply about you, because I think that at times there's always a temptation for all of us to perhaps lose that enthusiasm, but Renata has it every single time. And has she been through challenges? Heck yes, in spades. Yet she figures out, it's like Rita Davenport says, we've got the most important person we have to recruit every day is ourselves. Renata figures out a way every day to re-recruit herself into Isagenix 15 years later, so she can leave her door and go out there with that enthusiasm. Because as leaders, how dare we get on a three-way call when we're not enthusiastic, or a welcome call or a training call? And I don't believe, and nor does Renata, fake it. There's nothing fake about Renata. She is so authentic with this. And Larry's nodding his head. I can see him. And that's the thing, guys. If you take nothing away from this, I want you to understand that every moment of every day that you're doing Isagenix, it's the stories, it's the products, it's the culture. You've got to find something to be enthusiastic about, because your enthusiasm is the thing that's going to be the most attractive. And Renata, we're coming down to the, yes, we did meet in the hot tub, Larry, in Mexico. Renata and I almost missed the boat. There's a whole story about that where Renata and I are running to catch the boat. Renata, I want to ask you this final question. We're coming to the bottom of the hour. You know, here we are in 2017. Everyone here has the crystal reset, all of the promotions they've got. You know, even if you've been in Isagenix 15 years, you can go crystal manager, crystal director, crystal executive. We've got Tony Robbins at Celebration. We've got everything. And yet, we have a lot of distractions. I almost think it was easier to build when we didn't have social media, and we had Carol Taylor here before, and she was talking about distractions. But Renata, what would your best advice be to someone who's listening and goes, I want to do this. I'm sick and tired of my family struggling. I'm sick and tired of playing small. I want to go for it. And yet there's still something holding me back. And what would you say to that person with regard to managing their distractions?
Well, that's always the key, isn't it? Because especially those of us that work at home, anything and everything becomes a distraction. We had distractions before social media. Now you add social media into that. And I watch people sit and just check their Facebook all day long. I watch people just get lost in, you know, other people's vacations and where people are going and pictures that they're looking at. And you know, it really amounts to goal setting and lasering in and focusing on the next step of where we want to be. And all of us, regardless of where we are right now, how long we've been in the company, how much money we've made or haven't made or whatever. We all have goals. We all have the next situation that we want to get to, the next level that we want to get to. And it's really narrowing in and focusing in on that, guys. And if it means taking yellow stickies, first of all, I want you to know, as far as, you know, what some distractions are, people run off to other companies or they do whatever. The grass is not greener on the other side. It never is. It's so funny how people think if they go off to another company, it's going to be so much easier. They're not going to have to talk to people, or they're not going to. You still take yourself with you. If you go off to another company, or if you get distracted at home, or if you decide that, you know, you can't make it here, or you know you have good days, you have bad days, but the bottom line is we take ourselves with us everywhere we go. So you've got to put yellow stickies up. I use yellow stickies. You use whatever color you want. Anywhere and everywhere around you. The vision boards. Keep what you want in front of you all the time, because the toaster goes off. It's a distraction. You know, you got to walk the dog. It's a distraction. It's so easy to not do the things that we have to do every single day to make things happen. And it's the action, the action, the action, getting to the next step, getting to the next step. Sometimes we don't get there as fast as we want to get there. So then we get distracted by that. We get distracted by the fact that it's not happening as fast as we think it should. So then we, you know, we go play for 3 weeks and we go, oh, maybe I'll get back to it at some point. Just keep it in front of you and know that there is a vehicle here to be able to move forward. Remember, and I stole this from Carol Taylor, but I only steal from the very best because I love Carol madly. And, you know, she knows that I stole this. We only need one hot molecule on the left, hot molecule on the right. And that hot molecule, we don't even have to bring them in. We don't even have to find them. Somebody else, it's a customer that comes in down below somewhere, however many levels down it is on your left side or on your right side. Hot molecules tend to know other hot molecules. Hot molecules resonate at a different level. And so just remember, as you're going through your deal, you're one hot molecule away on your left and one hot molecule away on your right. And unfortunately, people give up. And listen, we've got leaders in this company right now that have hit millionaire level that had a hot molecule on one side, and it might have taken them 6 years to attract the hot molecule on the other side. But guess what? It happened. Betty Loughran is now 80, however many years old. She was 70, oh my gosh, 67 when she came in the company. I think she's turning 80 this year. She's capped out her spot, and I don't know what number millionaire she is, but she's 80-something years old with a retirement income that is above and beyond anything you've ever seen. That didn't happen to her overnight. She had a hot molecule on one side, and then down the road came a hot molecule on the other side. Guess who it was? Herb and Patty Cepeda. So, guys, I'm just telling you that if the dream is big enough, the facts don't matter. It's just a matter of keeping it in front of us, keeping it in front of us, and design your life. Make it important. Make the change in your life important. Keep your why strong. And that's what always takes us to the next level.
If the dream is big enough, the facts don't matter. I hope everyone is like, Renata, this is gold. I feel like it's like the Tao according to Renata. we need to have that. Sarah Cardone is like, wow. How many of you, this training, Renata, her authenticity, raw and real, how many of you this is resonating for you at a very deep level? Say me if it is in the chat box. Yeah, Network Marketing Zen. Yeah, Renata, I don't know if you're seeing the chat. Everyone's like, me, 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 me. And we have people of all ages and backgrounds here, you know, who are listening, and this is being recorded and does get posted, and then it's mailed out to the list on Fridays after we put disclaimers on it. So we always want to be compliant. Renata, I can't thank you enough for being here. I took so many notes, and I love you dearly, and I want to say publicly in front of everyone, Renata is Renata, Carol Taylor, Joni Brewer, and Shauna Ekstrom are the four women that they're the reasons that I'm here. They're the reasons I made the decision getting on a call just like this and going, you know what, I'm going to do this. And I can't thank you enough, Renata, for always being you and being in our lives and being such big cheerleaders and supporters. We just love you. And thank you, Kevin, for hosting. And thank you, all of you, for being here with us on this Zoom. And next week, we have Dr. Mark Fulong and Dr. Rick Lee. It's Product Monday, so we will have the doctors in the house. And I love you all dearly. And thanks for being here, everybody.
Susan, I love you. Thank you very much. And guys, woohoo! Love you all. Thank you.
Where's the horn?
Oh, wait, right here. No, I've got it. I've got the horn. Oh, is what? Always a step away.
No.
Here we go.
Yay! I'll throw confetti. Woo! Bye, everybody.